2. Biology.
Albinism and leucism. Albinism and leucism are conditions which result in the discoloration of hair, feathers, and fur. The disorders are more common in certain species. However, both conditions are rather rare. Both disorders appear outwardly similar, and few people would be able to say with any certainty whether an animal is afflicted with albinism or leucism. However, both conditions have been subject to scientific studies. Biologists have found several features that set each disorder apart. One way that albinism and leucism are different is the origins of the condition. Both disorders are caused by a genetic mutation. The mutation that causes albinism causes cells to produce reduced amounts of a specific type of pigment called melanin. The lack of melanin in albinistic animals occurs over their entire bodies. Meanwhile, the genetic mutation that causes leucism is characterized by the lack of cells that produce all pigments. A leucistic animal's inability to create pigments may occur over the entire body. However, it often only affects parts of the body. This results in patches of colored fur mixed with white fur. This is often seen in cows and horses, as well as some types of reptiles. Another difference between albinism and leucism is the effect each condition has on eye color. The color of one's eyes is determined by pigment production in a particular part of the eye. Albinistic animals are not able to produce the eye pigment. Therefore, they have no color in the eyes. Instead, most albinistic animals have red eyes because the lack of color allows the red blood vessels in the eyes to show through. On the other hand, the eyes of leucistic animals are not affected by the genetic mutation that causes discoloration in the other parts of the body. Their eyes are able to produce the pigment on their own. As a result, leucistic animals have normal colored eyes.